Dear Cheap Astronomy, does the goblin change our thinking about Planet Nine? Well, maybe, but it doesn't change our thinking much. On the 1st of October 2018, the discovery of a new solar system body was announced, called 2015 TG387. The TG is just a catalogue reference, but since it was discovered just after Halloween, someone decided that TG should stand for the Goblin. And if you heard it was a new dwarf planet, well, no. The International Astronomical Union is in charge of dwarf planet designation, and they haven't actually designated any new dwarf planets since the first batch of five was announced back in 2008. So any largish solar system bodies that we've found since just get called minor planets, although there's no reason why some of those minor planets couldn't be put in the dwarf planet category. Mind you, here at Cheap Astronomy, we think the dwarf planet category is a pretty arbitrary sort of category. After all, what do Ceres and Eris have in common, apart from being medium-sized round things that are in belts and that were known about before 2008? Anyhow, at just 300 kilometres diameter, the Goblin is right on the cusp of how big an icy outer solar system body should be to be in hydrodynamic equilibrium. That is, an object that's adopted a spherical shape as a result of its own self-gravity. So if the International Astronomical Union is going to designate any new dwarf planets, it will first need to work through a list of much larger objects, like Sedna, for example, which has a diameter of about 1,000 kilometres. But again, there's been no new dwarf planets announced for 10 years now. It makes you wonder if the IAU are just hoping everyone will quietly forget about the whole dwarf thing, which was arguably just a distraction to ease the pain of Pluto's demotion from planethood. But anyway, there was some genuine newsworthiness to the announcement of the Goblin's discovery. It is the latest member of a small and specific group of minor planets, which are called Sednoids, because, like Sedna, their perihelion is outside the Kuiper Belt, at more than 50 astronomical units from the Sun. So, of course, any Sednoid's aphelion, being their most distant orbital point from the Sun, is going to be way, way out there. By definition, Sednoids have semi-major axes of more than 150 astronomical units, remembering that the semi-major axis is one half of the long axis of an elliptical orbit, which would be equivalent to the radius of a perfectly circular orbit. So all this means that Sednoids have huge orbits and hence have huge orbital periods, with Sedna needing over 11,000 years just to do one orbit of the Sun. And then the Goblin has the biggest orbital period of all, with a semi-major axis of 1,051 astronomical units, which gives it an orbital period of over 34,000 years. This is the largest orbital period of anything that we currently call a minor planet. There are long-period comets that have longer periods, the longest we know about being Comet West, which is thought to have an orbital period of a quarter of a million years, although we've only actually seen it come around once, and it did start breaking up on that pass, so who knows what its future is, but we are pretty sure it came from an aphelion of about one light year away, which is about where we consider the hypothetical Oort cloud to be. Of course, another subtext to the Goblin announcement is that it represents another data point to support the Brown-Batygin proposal of a Uranus-sized ninth planet that is out there somewhere perturbing the orbits of many small known bodies. At the time of the Planet Nine announcement, Cheap Astronomy was concerned that we were trying to build a robust model from a very limited set of data points which were being collected from the very edge of our current observational limits. So some are seeing the Goblin's discovery as increasing the likelihood of us eventually discovering Planet 9, but from cheap astronomy's perspective, discovering the Goblin really just supports our scepticism about the strength of the existing data set, since there may be a whole bunch of other objects out there that we haven't found yet, which could change everything. As usual, the best thing to do is just wait and watch this space.